Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. I love that. That's Psalm 95, verse 1. Friend, how are you? This, of course, this 23rd day of May 2013. I am your host, Joey Kroll, for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. So, how's your week coming along? You hanging in there? Doing all right? I sure hope so. And of course, we're getting ready for Memorial Day on Monday. I know it's going to be a 3-day weekend for many, many people. And just so, so grateful for the sacrifices that the men and women in uniform have made and their families as well. So looking forward to Memorial Day on Monday to set aside some time to just thank God for the men and women in uniform and the sacrifices that they make each and every day for our freedom. Well, friend, it is another round of the Merge Gospel Bible Study that we're going to be having again tonight at Judah Christian School. Looking forward to that. And rumor has it, I kind of confirmed this the other day, Dish Catering will be sending in some catering and some food as well, and like loaded baked potato pinwheels and chicken fajita cups and Oreo truffles as well. It just kind of motivates you to get in the Word of God, don't it? So thank you so much to our friends at Dish Catering, and they're online at dishpassionatecuisine.com, dishpassionatecuisine.com. Thank you so much for your support of the Merge Gospel Bible Study, but also your support of Great News Radio as well. It's kind of interesting that support comes in so, so many different ways. Support comes in from businesses who supply their services or their goods, but also for those who get involved with this radio ministry as well as a financial supporter of this radio ministry, but also prayer support, prayer partners, people who pray for the ministry. And if you're any of those, including volunteers as well, just thank you so much for really making a difference for our communities here by helping out through this radio ministry and for the kingdom of God as well. So support comes in so, so many ways. Amen. Of course, mentioned earlier that this weekend, Memorial Day, if you're looking for something fun to do, I know there's quite a few different events happening here in the next week or so, which you can take a look at our event calendar page at our website. But coming up on Monday from 11 to 1, Evangelical Covenant Church in Paxton will be having their 31st annual Memorial Day barbecue. So you're invited to be part of that as well. Evangelical Covenant Church, located at 260 South Union Street in Paxton. You can get more information on this and other events by taking a peek at our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, for our devotion for today, we will take a look at a message of hope. It's going to be a good one. So I hope you can join me for that right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
Of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Rushing wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise Him, alleluia. Thou rising morning, praise, rejoice, ye lights of evening, find a voice, oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him, alleluia, alleluia.
take your part. Oh, sing ye alleluia. He who long pain and sorrow bear, praise God and on him cast your care. Oh, praise.
Ortega, all creatures of our God and King, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. Well, friend, I have met and have known, even people in my own family have struggled with depression. I myself have gone through that a season or two in my day. Depression is a real life struggle. I know many people listening today can identify with the struggle of depression. In fact, let me read you one man's struggle of depression. Listen to this. I am a man who has suffered greatly. He has driven me away. He has made me walk in darkness instead of light. He has worn my body out. He has broken my bones. He has surrounded me and attacked me. He has made me suffer bitterly. He has made things hard for me. He has made me live in darkness like those who are dead and gone. He has built walls around me. I can't escape. He has put heavy chains on me. I call out and cry for help, but he won't listen to me when I pray. He has put a stone wall to block my way. He has made my paths crooked. He has been like a bear waiting to attack me. He has been like a lion hiding in the bushes. He goes on to say, he made me chew stones that broke my teeth. He has walked all over me in the dust. I have lost all hope of ever having any peace. Some strong words here from a man who has been stuck in depression. Do you know who wrote that? It was the prophet Jeremiah in the Bible, in Lamentations chapter 3. The great prophet Jeremiah wrote those words. The man of God who reminded us in his own words in Jeremiah 29:11, how God has plans for us to prosper us. That was that same man who reminded us that God has a plan, and he found himself stuck in a situation where he felt like he was losing all hope of having any peace ever again. Friend, the struggle of depression is real. We can see that in the Bible over and over again. Psalm 42, Psalm 43 talks about that as well. Lamentations chapter 3. We read about two women in the Bible in John chapter 11 that were heartbroken. Mary and Martha, after the death of their brother, was heartbroken. And they went to Jesus and said, Lord, if you would have been there, my brother would not have died. Throughout the scriptures, friend, we see people in the midst of their struggle, broken, depressed, struggling. Anybody like that today listening to this radio program? Feeling like you're just broken. Maybe dealing with sadness, living in despair, doom, dealing with the death, discouraged, struggling with grief, disappointed. And the list can go on and on. In 1 Kings chapter 19, we read about Elijah dealing with so much emotion and depression. It says in verse 3, Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there while he himself went on a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. I've had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors. Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. At once an angel touched him and said, get up and eat. Look around. There by his head was some bread baked over coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night. So God was sending an angel to Elijah, who was feeling depressed. So much so that he wanted to die, even prayed, Lord, take my life. I have had enough. Take my life. And God sent an angel to say, hey, get up, eat some food, and drink some water. Elijah was most certainly experiencing severe depression, friend. The word also talked about how thick darkness hung over the prophet's soul. He was living in despair. Didn't want to eat, didn't want to drink, because he was depressed. So we see time and time again throughout the Word of God of this being a major struggle for many, many people. And friend, if that's you today, I'm not here to talk about depression. I'm not here to talk about anything else. I want to bring you hope that can only be found in Jesus Christ. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. And maybe you're feeling like Humpty Dumpty, broken into a million pieces. And the only thing that can put you back, or should I say the only person who can put you back, who can be that glue, is Jesus Christ. I take comfort, friend, in Psalm 46, verse 1, where it says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Friend, watch this. The word says that he's very present in trouble. I want you to get that. He's very present in trouble. Did you get that? Psalm 46, verse 1, very present in trouble. Did you know that when you are at your lowest low, when you are at your lowest low, God is his very closest to you? I didn't say that. The Word of God says that. That's what God says. He is a very present help in trouble. When you are at your lowest low, he is the closest to you, friend. And sometimes we feel that there isn't anything that God can do that can help us get out of this despair. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Did you get that, friend? Only God himself can make a road in the wilderness and rivers appear in the desert. If the same God who can make roads appear in the wilderness and rivers appear in the desert, he certainly can give you a taste of that refreshing water in the midst of your desert and provide you a road out of the wilderness that you're going through. And know, friend, that God is sovereign. God is sovereign. I hear many people say sometimes, I feel like I'm Job right now going through my situation, going through these struggles that I'm going through. In Job chapter 1, God is having a conversation with Satan. And Satan is getting permission by God to take away his possessions. But I love what God says to Satan in Job chapter 1, verse 12. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power, but do not lay a hand on his person. In other words, you can have everything he owns, but don't you dare lay a hand on my child. Friend, when it seems like you're losing everything, know that you are still in the palm of God. Jeremiah, who was going through a difficult time, and we can read about this again in Lamentations chapter 3. He has mentioned that he feels like he has lost hope in ever getting peace again. But in the midst of him writing this, he changes his focus in the midst of his despair. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 19, remember my impoverished and homeless condition, which is a bitter poison. I continually think about this, and I am depressed. But this I call to mind, and I have hope. The Lord's loyal kindness never ceases. His compassions never end. They are fresh every morning. Your faithfulness is abundant. My portion is the Lord. I have said to myself, so I will put my hope in him. Friend, Jeremiah was struggling, felt like he was eating gravel, and felt like he was being trampled on in the mud. But in the midst of his struggle, he remembered and reminded himself of the hope that is in the Lord. And I want to remind you here today on this Thursday morning, friend, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're struggling with. But I want to encourage you to put your hope in the Lord. Sometimes God will allow and close each and every door, so we have nowhere to run, but only to him. And friend, don't forget that when you are at your lowest low, he is the closest to you.
When you've prayed every prayer that you know how to pray, just remember the Lord will hear, and the answer is on its way. Our God is able, he is mighty, he is faithful, and he never sleeps, he never slumbers, he never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, become stronger. So rest in his love and cast all of your cares on him. Do you feel that the Lord has forgotten your need? Just remember that God is always working in ways you cannot see.
That's right.
Our God is able, he is mighty, he is faithful, and he never sleeps, he never slumbers, he never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, he becomes stronger. So rest in his love and cast all of your cares on him. He never sleeps.
He never sleeps.
Oh no.
He never slumbers.
He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, he becomes stronger. So rest in his love and cast all of your cares on him.
The Bible tells us to cast all of our cares on him because he cares for us. My friend, this is more than a promise. It's a command. So be at rest, because today God is working in ways that you cannot see. He never sleeps. He never slumbers.
He never sleeps. He never slumbers.
He never tires.
He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger.
So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
He never sleeps.
Yeah. He never sleeps. He never tires.
He never tires
of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
Yes, Don Moen with a great reminder that He never sleeps. Friend, thank you so much for just spending some time here with me on this Thursday. You can always catch up with me by dropping me an email, joey@greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y @greatnewsradio.org. Hey, I hope you can join us tomorrow as Mark and Jason will be in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition as they will continue their study on the Book of Acts. It's coming up tomorrow morning at 7:32 right here for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.